KB4 CBA Mobile.
4CBA, KF4, NXY, David, back to you.
4NXY, KB4, CBA, Gary, is that correct?
I understand you, Dave. It's been a good while since I talked to you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I hope you are. Leaving the tennis court, and we played in the drizzling rain, but it was such a light drizzle, so we just kept playing.
And that, I'm getting a little drizzling rain in my part of the county down here. I'm out in the old, my little workshop shed, and I've got a external speaker hooked up to this old Icom mobile, and it's not the greatest external speaker, so I'm not catching everything you're saying, but I'm catching most of it.
I'm in a bad spot here on Cockery. I'm coming up on Pakewood. Once I get out of, you know, this area or this intersection, it'll get better.
Well, a big part of it's my ears. My hearing has gotten pretty bad over the last year or so, and like I say, I got this old speaker hooked to the radio, and it's not the greatest quality. So between them two things, it's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's where I'm sitting here, the noise is as loud as you are.
I might not be talking loud enough into this microphone. Is that better?
There's something interfering. I don't know what it is. It's just interfering with 2 meters or other bands, but it gets really bad. As I get to this traffic light, which I may never get there. But anyway, and then it clears up.
RF coming off that traffic light, I've noticed when I get into town with the car myself, and I get into factories and stuff, that I pick up a lot of hash on the radio.
Okay, well, I'm moving now away from that area, so hopefully things will get better. Hopefully they don't get any worse. Anyway, so I come in a new antenna. I mean, a vertical. It's a Hustler 6 BTV, and I've got the post in the ground that I'm mounted to, and I drove about 4 feet, about 3.5 feet of it in the ground. I got to drive it down just a little bit more, and so it's going to be a ground-mounted antenna, and for the moment, I'm not going to run radials. I'm just going to see how it does, but I may wind up running radials.
I would run the radials if I were you. I had one of those antennas, and I did not run the radials, and I didn't do very well with it.
That's encouraging. Well, yeah, we'll just have to see. I mean, it's something. I'm in an HOA, and we're going to have to put a PCV tube over it, and so my wife's going to order that. I have been told that will not affect the antenna, so we'll see.
Yeah, I hope month it performs well for you. I've got a, I forget the name of it now. I've got a different antenna I'm using for HF, but I've also got a wire antenna I've never put up. I'm probably going to try that next, and I've got one I ordered that's primarily 10 meter and 75 meter. I've got it put together. Just got to get it up on a pole and get it up in the air and see how it does.
Yeah, the only band I'm going to really miss on this one is 17. It doesn't cover 17. And, you know, I used to get on 17 a lot and make a lot of contacts on it. But I don't, I guess, you know, you can't have everything on a multi-bander. So, but I did want 80 for sure, so that's why I got the 6 instead of the 5. The 5 doesn't have 80, so anyway. So we'll see when I get that thing up in the air. And it shows, I don't have a huge yard, so it shows how what pattern you can use to put those radials down, so you don't have to run them in a straight line. You know, you can zigzag them, and they use, yeah, it'll shorten the length or the distance the wire is from the antenna. But you know, each band has its own length of those wires, so anyway.
Well, like I say, I hope it works out good for you, and the weather cooperates that you can get it up soon and get to work in the bands and having some fun with your radio.
Yeah, I've been off the air at least 2 months, maybe longer, and I had a Carolina Windham, but it was working great, but we cut down, had 4 trees back there. We cut down 3 of them, so I had to say goodbye to the Windham. I can't leave it, you know, where it's visible, or, you know, and my wife, she was having a cow about, you know, that, so the way it goes. Oh, man, so what are you doing today?
And kind of making these little solar-powered little generators, so to speak. I've gotten some inverters and some lithium batteries and all the different little gadgets I need to hook it together, and I've got one pretty well complete. I'm going to put it in my lawnmower shed to provide light in it. I've been picking up a lot of information off the YouTube videos. There's a couple of guys on there that are, you know, pretty good at explaining how to hook everything up and get it set up. So I've got the materials to do 3 or 4 of them. So that's kind of what I've been tinkering with lately.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what us ham radio operators do. I mean, we're always tinkering with something. You know, I've got a 12-string guitar upstairs in the bonus room that the bridge started coming off, and so and it glues on, so I took the strings off, and now I put heat to it and got the full special, it's like a knife, but it's real limber, because you don't want to dig into the wood. And when I got it finally got the thing off, I discovered that they had glued the part of the bridge to the lacquer finish, and you know, of course that wasn't going to work, so I had to fix all that, and I just about got it cleaned up to glue, you know, to glue it back on. I've got 6 clamps, so I think that should hold it in place, and I'll leave it clamped down for probably 2 or 3 days.
I know what you mean, Murphy. Things will go wrong, and Murphy was an optimist.
An optimist, huh? Oh, man, well, you know, there was this boy that came home from school, and he said, "Dad, I think I flunked my science test." And Dad said, "Son, you need to be more positive." And he said, "Okay, Dad, I know I flunked my science test."
When I was in school, I had a feeling I was definitely going to flunk the chemistry test and the biology test. But the only thing I did good with was English, and I managed to squeak through the math stuff. So they did give me a diploma at the end of it all, and somehow I managed to get out in the top quarter of the class. So I guess I done okay.
You did. I mean, you know, the top quarter, I mean, that's pretty good. I can't say that that's where I ended up. I really don't know, but I'm sure it was somewhere near the bottom of the list as far as, you know, GPA. But I did make it, and I went on to college, and finally, after dropping out a couple of times, I finally ended up with my master's, so, which is a good thing. But anyway, yep, high school, you know, we had our 50th reunion 2 years ago. Well, it'll be 2 years in June. Oh, I think we might have had it in May, I can't remember, but we graduated in June of 73.
But one thing I know, you do have a real good mechanical aptitude. You figured out what was going on with that old Lincoln of mine and got the air conditioning straightened out. So, you know, it's good to be able to figure stuff out and fix it. Anytime I've messed with too much mechanical stuff, back in the day when I was working on my old Mustang, I rung the bolt off in the water pump and just made things a whole lot worse instead of better.
If it makes you feel any better, you know, that happens a lot. It happened to me. And I did a ton of water pumps. It's one of two things happens. One of the bolts over on the right, well, looking at the engine, is to the right there on the water pump. Some people put the wrong bolt in there, and it bottoms out, and you can't get it broke loose, and it winds up breaking. And then one of them is actually in a coolant canal, and it gets coolant on it. And if it sits, sits like that, or even if it doesn't, you know, it's just once that water pump goes, you know, you got to replace it, and that bolt just breaks, you know, coolant. After about 2 years, it becomes acidic, and it just starts eating away at stuff. People don't realize that. You know, you need to change your coolant. I'm not talking about draining the radiator. I'm talking about a flush. because that way it gets it out of everything. And because it's in your heater core, you know, it's just, it's everywhere. It's in your, if you got an automatic, it's in your radiator. It runs through the radiator and gets cooled. So it's just one of those things.
We tried using an ease out to get the messed up bolt out, and the thing still, you know, put it all back together and still leaks bad. Make a long story short, we wound up pulling out that 6-cylinder motor and putting a different one in. So I can do damage. Reminds me of another time when all I was doing was swapping out the battery in an old car that I had, and somehow I got one of the wires backwards and messed up the fuel pump, which the fuel pump was down in the gas tank, so wound up having to take that thing to a mechanic and getting him to swap that out for me. Anymore, I take it somebody knows what they're doing, knows which screw to turn and how tight to tighten and all, everything along those lines. You know, some stuff, you know, like I say, with these little solar projects, it's pretty straightforward. And as long as I don't catch the building on fire, you know, I got breakers in line and everything. As long as I don't start a fire with it, life will be good.
Yeah, I don't think you need a fire, especially in the summertime. Or the springtime. Yeah, you know, the sad thing about car places now is a lot of them, dealerships, a lot of them have what they call lube techs, and all they do is change the oil and rotate your tires, and, you know, they'll look at your engine air filter and your cabin air filter, and that's about it, and that's all they do. And so that, they know basically nothing about the car other than that. They don't know how to read codes. They only know how to, probably don't know how to pull codes. And, you know, I don't know. Cars, these days, I don't trust anybody. I really don't. I hate to say that because, you know, I was a Mazda Master Certified technician when I left, when I retired. And, you know, it's just really sad. I worked on anything that came in the door. Any brand car or truck, you know, whatever. I worked on it. But today, you know, I don't know. They have this, the guy that changed my oil the first time in this 4Runner. He cross-threaded a bolt underneath the car. You have to take off two shields and to get to the filter. And, well, yep, yeah. And so when he put the bolt back in, the top shield wasn't lined up, and he had already tightened all the other 7 bolts. So he just crammed it up in there with the impact and cross-threaded it. So I went under there and checked behind him, you know, because I just don't trust anybody. And sure enough, I found it, and I took it back to him and made him fix it. And, you know, I don't know, people don't take pride in their work anymore.
State of affairs. A lot of people don't take pride in their work anymore. I feel like I'm fortunate. I found a good mechanic. He primarily works on the big diesel trucks, but I've had him work on my vehicles, and he's always done real good with them. And so, you know, I've been lucky that way so far. And, of course, he's getting some age on him when when he hangs it up, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as maintenance and repairs, but for the time being, I'm pretty fortunate. I got somebody I trust with them.
4CPA. Yeah, that's good. That's good that you have somebody like that. I've got an extended warranty on this thing. You know, Toyota only puts a 2-year warranty on this vehicle, a 4Runner. I bought it new in 23, and when he told me that, I almost backed out of the sale because I thought, is that all the confidence you got in this vehicle that you're going to give me a 2-year warranty? I mean, I just wanted to say that. I didn't. But, and I bought an extended warranty that takes over, when the factory one runs out, and it covers, it covers everything. It's not just a, powertrain type thing. Those are a joke. But anyway, but they'll have to do the work. and I'll be honest with you, I'd just rather do it myself. I'm gonna run. I'm sitting here in the driveway. Do you know, you park in the driveway and you drive on the parkway. A little tidbit of knowledge there that'll give you absolutely nothing except maybe a correct answer on Jeopardy. Well, you take care, and I'm going to clear out. I'll stick around for your final. KP4CBA 73.
Thank you, David. It's been too long.